Yeah, I'm joined now by Chris Basham. Chris, just how disappointing is that?
I've never felt like this before in a long time in my football career. Very, very deflated, to say the least. And I think I speak on behalf of all the lads in there that everyone's gutted. Gave it the biggest fight we could. But it's not like us to concede five goals, and that's the most deflating thing.
Yeah, you've come here tonight. You say you've conceded five. You've scored five as well. I guess if you would have headed into this game and someone would have said you'll score five down there, you would have thought you'd be going through.
Yeah, I've said to myself, hopefully if we keep a clean sheet and get one or two. But in the end of the day, we've given everything we've got. Just needed that little bit more 10 minutes. I think they would have went. But we've had our chances. But we've leaked a few goals. But at the end of the day, it's not enough.
Where has this season gone wrong? Why hasn't the club gained promotion this season, do you feel?
Personally, I think, if you look at the Bristol Cities, they go on 10, 15 game runs where they don't get beat. They may draw one in between, but I think our best form has been three games on the trot, which has not been good enough. I think personally, you win against the top teams and then we're getting beat against teams, no disrespect to them, but who are bottom of the league, second bottom, third bottom. They come to Bramall Lane and it's their cup final, and that's where we've really let ourselves down.
What's that lack of consistency about then? Is that down to chopping and changing the selection? What do you put it down to?
No, I don't think it was that. I think, obviously, since January, I think we've really looked a lot better as a unit, as a team. But I just think, I can't say it was chopping and changing. At the end of the day, it's been a long season. It's been 68, 69 games or whatever. So it's definitely not that. But I just think it's consistency and being ready for a game and going and try and win 3 points, even if you have to scrap. Or like we did tonight, go out and just try and demolish teams.
Do you feel that the Cup's had a negative impact come the end of the season now?
It's been, to be honest, it was the best run I've ever been on, so for me personally it wasn't. I've really enjoyed my time. I think the lads aren't just devastated in there. I wouldn't say it's a big factor, but there is a lot of games, but you wouldn't want to stop a run like that. It should give you momentum rather than anything else.
We're getting lots of callers talking to us about the future of Nigel Clough. I've just asked him about the future there. He says he still sees himself as manager of Sheffield United. Are the players still behind him in there?
Yeah, I'd be very disappointed if Nigel Clough's not the manager next season, definitely. I think I've overheard you saying with the finished fifth or sixth last
seventh last season, yeah.
Finished fifth this year, and that's just, we have need a little bit of belief as well, and the fans, hopefully, there's a lot of fans who've already bought season tickets to back us next season, and we'll see how it goes from there. But every man in there's just clapped the gaffer, because he's given everything he's got. He's there from 9 o'clock in the morning till 6, 7 in the afternoon. So we've got to back him next year and play for him and believe that we can go up next year.
And he said to us there are going to be changes over the summer. There'll be 6 or 7 leaving, 4 or 5 coming in as well. Do you feel that's needed?
Yeah, definitely. I think any team needs refreshed, and if we can get the right lads in, and hopefully it's only going to make us stronger, and it'll be sad to see lads go, but that's football at the end of the day.
I wanted to ask you about the scenes at the end as well, not what anyone wants to see.
No, when the lads are at the end of the day, they've run on, they're celebrating, they run on, fans pushing you and things like that, but you just got to get on with it, and hopefully if we'll be seeing these next year, and we'll give them a right go again.
And a message to the fans that have made it down here tonight and those who have been listening back up in South Yorkshire as well?
For the fans that travelled down, thanks for believing in us, because we're 3-0 down at one point. We could have all got in the cars, in the buses and drove home, but they believed every step of the way. That gave us momentum, and thanks for the fans for believing us in all season. They've been outstanding. It's the best crowd I've ever played in front of, and I can't wait till next season starts again.